Now, I've been telling you, if you come to this church, see, let me say this, it used to bother me because people come in and go out. But this, God told me, see, you, and other people want to go in, there's nothing wrong with a big church. Our church is growing. It's getting back to the capacity. Yeah. Yeah. But you got people want to go hide in churches,
right,
where no responsibility is asked about, you know, asked or anything like that. You got to understand that if anything is going to happen in your life, you're going to be responsible for making it happen. So what you mean? God has done everything he's going to do. And he's not going to do any more until you put a demand, like you said, on the word and do. So you need a strong word to live a strong life in a world full of strong spirits. Hallelujah. So our subject, like we said, is a series, Preparing for the Masteries. The word mastery only means that you have gotten a sport or you have gotten into something and you have mastered that particular subject. We at this church to master our circumstances,
all right,
and learn how to take that word and navigate through the earth and cause to happen what the devil don't want to happen. Amen?
Amen.
The word, but my subtitle, and this kind of throwed me off a little while, my subtitle is, it's time to become. It is time to become. You say, well, where'd she get that from? The word become means to come into existence. It was something that was not there before, but you did some things to cause it to come into existence. Mm-hmm. See, victory might not have been in your life. Healing might not have dominated your life. The financial realm that's in God may not have directed or dominated your life. But you know, the word have already said, we the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. And that we are healed by his stripes.
Right.
So God told me, you tell them, it's time to become what I said you are. It's time for you to become what you... You know, I know that sometimes when you go on a new job, they'll send you for training. You know, and then they might give you 6 months to a year, you know. But after that time, you ought to become what they said you can become. You ought to know what you need to know if you want to make it in that particular area. Now, some people don't put forth no effort at all because they just wake up with the case of raw, sarah attitude. But God said it's time to become.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to understand that the word become means to come to be also. To undertake or undercharge, to develop into something. Glory to God. So we have been in teachings and we have been in trainings in ways to prepare you for the times that we're living in right now.
Yes.
And as I look around and listen, even in the church world, even in the secular world, everybody want to continue doing things like they did them before. But how many know things are changing?
Yes.
They're changing, you know, whether you want them to change or not. You know, the economy is changing. Everything is going to computers, this and that, you know. They're trying to put it on computers because they don't have to pay, you know, insurance on them. You see what I'm saying? And everything, you go to the store, you don't have no place where you could just go in. One of them I went to, everything you got to do, your own groceries. And now, what store? Oh, they got stores now, they don't even give you bags. You got to bring your own bag. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, things are changing. You could sit there with your, don't want to change mind if you want to, you know, and just let the flow of the world push you and drive you where it want to take you, you know. But we've been in training, you know. And some people don't want to be trained, glory to God, to prepare us for times like this. Life is changing, and you can't keep handling life the same way. God's word constantly, if you have an ear to hear, is telling us that we need to be recreated, remade. You come as you are to church, but you don't stay as you are. Hallelujah. This is what's killing a lot of things, even in marriages, even in handling finances. You know, everybody wants to stay in that comfortable place and what you're used to. But you know, as you have God on the inside, he is going to remake, remodel, recreate you so that you can pivot in life. You know, you ever seen them with the basketball? Let me see, is that an opening here? Is that an opening there? There? They pivoting, glory to God. They're trying to find a place, come on here, where God has opened a door. Hallelujah, that spirit, glory to God. Hallelujah, that's why I'm not here to just play church. I'm not here to play with you, glory to God, because this world system is not going to play with you. I'm not here to just keep patting you on your back. I'm getting ready to go preach in Noonan, and the first thing I'm going to tell you, if you got a pacifier in your mouth, you better secretly take it off and hide it, because we're going to do some work up in hell. We're here to be, he said, to be transformed into a new man. I came to church cussing, but I got the cussing spirit out of me. I came to church fussing, but I started dominating at the spirit and stopped letting it dominate me. Hallelujah. Came to church. Every time I was talking to the young sister, every time somebody look at you, you're talking about, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with? There's something wrong with them.
Okay. All right. Amen.
Why are you going to let them crush your image on the inside because they're looking at you cockeyed? All
right.
Hallelujah. Brush your teeth, comb your hair, make sure you have on clean clothes, check yourself, and if you don't see nothing, it's something wrong with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to learn how to stand against these spirits.
Yeah.
Told you last year, we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
We're fighting against principalities and powers and people.
Yeah.
Glory to God. There are all kinds of spirits out here, and you got to have the spirit of God on the inside,
yeah,
and let it be strong enough to dominate what's on the outside coming against you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for saying amen, but I'm going to... So you are here to operate. This word is not going to work in its full potential until you get in that new man and stay there. Not just get holy when you come to church. You got to stay in it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your appetite for sin got to be cut off. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. You got to grow in his grace. Grow in his power. And everybody ain't concerned about trying to grow the church. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, if you want to go there in the New Testament, it said, if any man, now, when you matured, you'll know when you're talking about man, you're talking about woman and man. So when he say, if any man, therefore, if any man be in Christ, be in the anointing, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away.
Yeah.
So we preached, was it last Sunday? Don't look back. Don't look back. Quit going backwards, you know, looking at the past. And, well, this the way we did it. Well, this the way that, don't look back. And get rid of the old things and let God, if you don't allow this word to create you and transform you, you're going to stay the same. And when you stay the same, your circumstances don't stay the same.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You got to become new. I said it's time to do what? To become. You got to become new. You know? You got to let go of traditions and things. Glory to God. Attitudes and all kind of stuff. You got to let that go. I was talking to somebody. I'm going to say it. Get mad if you want to. I'm going to say it. Holding on to some stuff. Let that mess go. Don't sweat the small stuff. Quit walking around with chips on your shoulder. Every time somebody, you know, you put that chip up there. I ain't thinking about all of that. When you get ready to master the masteries, you ain't got time for how people look at you, talk about you. Hallelujah. You don't have to. You'll spend 2 or 3 days or a whole week trying to figure out what's wrong with folks and ain't got nothing but the devil wrong with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Become that new creature. It's time to become that new creature. Glory to God. Any man, any woman be in Christ. And then we say here, new creatures need to have new features.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to get rid of all of that stuff. Yes. You got to find out the fire. You got to put a foundation in you that people cannot pull you off of. And take you out of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to let go and become what God is making in this word. He's making, creating. Now we have to put off the old man. And put on the new. Just like you put on clothes. You got to take it off. Amen. If I don't take this dress off and I don't let somebody else take it off, it ain't coming off. This here, I have to take it off. But see, if you so used to that old man, because you got people that they don't want to be discomfortable. You know, when you're doing a new job or doing something new, you're going to feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Which y'all going to have to watch out for, young people, when you go to a new thing, new school, new college, or whatever like that. Don't let the spirit that's in there control you. You control your atmosphere. You going back to, y'all going back to school, you control your day. I don't care how somebody look. I don't care what they look. I'm not moved by you. I'm not here for you. You have to control people. You know, ask me, well, I hope you have a good day. I say, I plan on it.
Thank you.
It don't matter what happened in the day. I'm going to control how I deal with it. You know what? I'm not going to wake up mad, sad, and bad. Amen. And I refuse to be broke, so hey, that takes care of a lot of that. So you got to understand, we have to put on that new man, just like I say, you got to put on clothes. And God hath in my spirit, he put in my spirit, it's time for them to become what and who God is making them to be. He have invested in you.
Yes, he has.
I don't care how many folks in here.
Yes,
this word is an investment.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. This time, I like putting my money where I can get the biggest result out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory to God. And when you invest in something, you expect a return.
Yeah.
Come on here. You come in here, you might be struggling, but you ain't supposed to stay struggling. If you stay struggling, you going out in that environment and you letting that environment overtake you.
Right.
You not dominating that environment by what God put in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you're a master at something, it don't matter what it look like. I got the light shining in me. It could be dark in here, but I got my light shining. It's going to light up something.
Right.
It's going to change something.
Yeah.
When we came, I told you on this property, it was nasty, full of beer cans, bottles, and all kind of nasty paraphernalia out there, and we dominated it. Hallelujah. And we put gates up so you can't come over here with your nasty over here. Come on here, somebody. And we have to keep dominating it because they'll throw it over the fence.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. But I refuse to live like that. You got to refuse to live certain ways. I'm not going to have a whirlpool and keep getting in the cesspool. I'm not going to do that. You got to make up your mind. You got to become what God says you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then in St. John, very, very, very familiar scripture. We're still in the New Testament. And you need to bring me something sometime and write these scriptures down so that you can go ahead and reread them or pull them back up off of the internet. He said, the thief. Now what I found funny, and I read this before this last month, the thief cometh. The TH means he's going to continue to come, and he's not coming to, he cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Let's see, he put him first, okay? This is how come I come into your life, so I can hinder and stop all of that,
yes.
Put an end to that. Satan cometh but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Steal your opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy the supernatural possibilities. That God wants to give you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
He'll attach somebody to your life that's designed to just keep you in mediocrity, just keep you down. You know, if you don't rise above letting people make suggestions, you know, every time, I'm going to say it, every time you get ready to go into a new level, I said this last week, you're going to have old stuff come back up in your life. Now, we're used to being listening to this or feeling this. You get my drift? You see what I'm saying? And they will come in there, and they're not bad people, or, you know, there are some opportunities that you could get into, but it's not of God. And they will try to control you in your mind, in your thought, because your success comes from the inside. And it'll find the success on the outside. And see, like I said, the devil don't want you to come to church here because your eyes are going to come open. And you'll say, you know, I have a lot of people. Oh, you ought to do this. Oh, you ought to do that. I'm not mad with them, but you're not going to control me. Right. Yeah. I had to tell my mother that I love you. God knows I do, but this is not God. And I'm going to follow God. I'm going to respect you, but I'm following God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to get rooted and grounded in that. People will try to bring you around weak stuff. Analyze the situation. When you're around, some people got some strong spirits.
Yes.
And you don't see enough of God operating in their lives. Why you want to listen to that? Why you want to follow that? Oh, they mean well, but they don't have enough God in them to really God. Because what he say? My ways are what? Not your ways. Hallelujah. So you have to really, 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 I don't say not talk to people, but you got to know how to navigate around that.
Oh, yeah.
Because Satan comes to steal your opportunities. He'll tell you, well, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. You know, or if I was you, I would do this here. Well, one thing, let's settle, you're not me. You know, and the Holy Ghost is in me to tell me what to do. They could be telling you something right, but you still better check it out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He come to steal the supernatural possibilities that God wants to give you. Now today, you need to make a choice. You need to make a choice. Are you going to walk in the supernatural power of God and partake of his divine power? Or will you stay stuck in the past or in the realm of the flesh? Every day I get up. That's why Paul said, I die how often? Because every day you get up, you're going to have two choices. Jesus, I lay before you life and death. You choose. You know, you got some things that look good and we were used to doing it, but it leads to spiritual death. Hallelujah. And you got to get strong enough to make that decision.
Amen.
You got to understand. You got to walk in that. You can get stuck. It's like your foot stuck in quicksand. Stuck in the flesh where people want you to be so that you can't condemn them. You ever been around somebody, they want you to, they want everybody to be on the same level. And if you ever gonna go to another level, you can't stay on that level.
Right.
You know, you got to be willing to let God take you. There are heights, there are, how I want to say this for military people, there are ranks. And if you don't, in order to get the higher rank, you're gonna have to be willing to let go of that other rank. And you're going to have people still trying to keep you over. Hey, girl. Hey, you know, I'm not mad at you, but when we over here, don't call me girl. You know, you got to operate on another level. It's not that you're trying to make it seem like you're more than them, but what you have deposited on the inside, you cannot go higher until you recognize this and own it. You got to own it. Some people look at me, well, she thinks she's something. Well, I do. Because before, I'm operating not off of who I am, but off of who he is. Because ain't no way in the world I can do what I do without him.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Amen. Like the song said earlier, we need you.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we got to understand that Satan is wanting to destroy the supernatural possibilities that God want to give you. And you just can't stay stuck. You can't stay stuck.
Nope.
Glory to God. You know, people look at me sometimes the way I talk. Well, you don't know what happened to me. You don't know what happened to me. I've had some tragedies in my life that was designed to tear me all the way down.
Amen.
Shut these doors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, just tragedies. But I didn't park at my tragedy.
Thank you, God.
I didn't park at my pain.
Thank you. Oh.
Glory to God. I didn't park at my grief. Because I gave my griefs and my sorrows to God. Hallelujah. He said he carrying them. You got the trust. So if you don't feel, say, well, Lord, why I don't feel this grief and this crying? People want you to just fall out and throw down and just do what that's going to do.
All right now. Help your people, God. Help your people.
You got to learn how to trust him when you give him something. And when he take it and you don't feel the heaviness of it, let it go. You're just going to make yourself get mad and sad.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
That's it.
God, everybody expect me,
let it go. Hallelujah.
Because the whole thing in God is that you got to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Making progress.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why he do these things, so that he can get you to react and respond to your feelings. I'm not saying my heart don't be hurt. I didn't get hurt. But I'm saying I'm not parking there.
Yeah, you go. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
glory to God. Going to, I got several scriptures. Genesis in the New Testament. First book in the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 12. We talked about that. We done preached on that so many times. But guess what? Some folks still don't have it. So we keep going to it. 12 and 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee, what did he say he gonna do what? See, he got to become. You can't become until you get out. Glory to God. He said, when you decide, if you leave and go where I show you to go, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, curse them that curseth you. See, he put a TH on there that continues to curse you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now listen, that was an opportunity.
Yeah.
That was an offer.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it or you can reject it. But the Bible says in verse 4, and Abraham departed. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him.
Yes.
And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. He didn't let, well, Lord, I'm old now. I was walking through the house the other day when the Lord was dropping this message in my spirit. And I said, God, I want somebody to know that I'm in the earth. I've done something.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I'm not getting at nobody, but they die and that's it. You don't hear them talk about it, nothing like that. What kind of memory are you going to leave in this earth?
All right.
I don't want to be ordinary. God told Abraham, he said, make your name great. Maybe it may not be known all over the earth, but somebody gonna know that you fought a good fight.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah. You kept the faith.
Yeah.
And you caused these opportunities and all of this stuff that God had for you. You brought it to pass.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't let it die in the grave.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And it is a fight. The fight is not to get God to do it. The fight is for you to stay in his territory. He said, you abide in me and my what? My words abide in you. Then you can have what you say. You got to stay in my jurisdiction. Don't let fear take you out. Don't let these feelings take you out. Don't let what's going on the outside of you. Be controlled by what I'm doing on the inside. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel my help today.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. He said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to step out of your family. Now, God is not going to ask everybody to leave, you know, move out of town or don't ever speak to your family anymore. But he is going to tell you, you're going to have to come out of their ways. You're going to have to step out, because every time you leave from out of this church and go back into that environment, they're going to treat you like you ain't nobody, like God ain't done nothing to you. They're going to put you on a plane that they can understand. And until you get strong enough to just shove that stuff, say, no, I ain't walking in that no more. Come on here. I had to tell my family, glory to God, one of them was sitting there with cancer. I said, I'm not sister. That's what they call me, sister. I'm not sister anymore. Come on here. Glory to God. You need the pastor down on the inside. You need the Holy Ghost to rise up on the inside. I'm not going to sit here and play with your flesh. I come to take that demon out. I come to use my authority. And you got to look at me from a different. That's how come some of them didn't get saved, because they kept seeing Jesus at the carpenter.
Right. That's the carpenter's son.
Mary's son.
Yes.
You better get past that. Hallelujah. You better see him as that living entity that's got the power to do something in your life. Hallelujah. The title is today is it's time to become. Quit playing. Quit trying to feel and please flesh. You're going to miss out. Can I just do it the way he say? You might as well say, man, I'm going to do it anyway. Time to just, you know, you just want to, Satan want to put you in patterns and feelings, and every time you get time, get ready to do something, God want to take you to another level to do something great. Here comes somebody looking pitiful. Here comes something happening. You got to overcome that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, can you take me over here? Not today.
Thank you.
That's something I got to do.
I know.
They know just who to come. They don't. It's in the cars. It's in the people. Mm-hmm. They're going to hold you down. Hallelujah. You got to learn to be strong.
Yes.
Glory to God. You got to learn to live. Say, now, Lord, this is another day. I need you to lead and guide me. Yes. Give me the wisdom to know how to deal with it. Because just as sure as you step out, your flesh will tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had a battle. I was struck. And ain't the battle is not in God. It's in you staying where you're supposed to stay in God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He didn't already won that battle. So he said, if you leave, go where you've never been before. This supernatural. I'm glad you sit here so I can use you, because you're mature. This supernatural is to take you in realms and places you've never been before. Don't try to stay in the familiar.
Yeah.
He told Abram, you're going to have to leave the familiar.
That's right.
Leave where these people want you to be.
That's right.
You try to come out of that, and they used to, every time you get a check, can I borrow some money? Can I have it? No.
Lord,
what did you do when I gave you last time? I got to pay a bill. That's what you said last time.
Yeah.
Did you pay the bill? No.
Thank you.
I'm going to hit with some of y'all. Hey, did you keep looking up or well? Quit trying to please the flesh. If it's something that needs to be done, God will tell you to do it. They know your nature, your fleshly nature. And you got to become that new man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to grow up. I'm looking at my young man the other day with handsome stuff. You just got to grow up.
Amen.
When you leave your mama's house, you got to grow up.
Amen.
Don't be, ooh, they doing this. Ooh, they running here. Ooh, I'm going to be tattooed from your head to your feet.
Lord.
Then you turn around, you got earrings coming out your eyeballs, your tongue,
Lord,
everywhere. Just shut your mouth. Don't say nothing. Because when you get old, you're going to wish you hadn't done all of this. You got Jane, and now you got somebody else. Barbara Jean, and then you got Jane all painted all over there. Hallelujah. Oh, you just want to be like everybody else. Stop trying to be like everybody else. What if they got that so good? I'm going to take you down this road right here. You can get mad if you want to. I ain't trying to be like J-Lo. I wish I had the money. But if I had to shake it like it's hot and walk around here doing what she
naked.
Do, I'd rather have heaven.
Naked.
Oh, yeah.
We do it. We all partook of it.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have been in the church when I was old enough. They'd have told me don't do the stupid stuff I did. I did some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And I'm, well, just let me do it. No! You don't need to do it. Hallelujah. Everything that whisper in your ear, you cute, leave it alone. Find out if it's of God or not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't walk around here looking simple, stupid.
Amen.
The Bible said there's a woman on every corner just waiting for a silly man to come by.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, you know I love you. Uh-huh. You told that to the last one that was here.
I was waiting for you.
Don't come out the house being silly. Come out having something on the inside. And when you hook up with, this is way off my message. When you hook up with somebody that can take you somewhere, that can help you. Analyzing this week, I am mad. Got people in my own life. God have given them opportunities and different things, and then they go hook up with buckwheat.
Okay.
Ain't trying to do nothing. Get all your money and just try to take it. Hallelujah. Let me come over here with your pretty self. Don't you go get no poke. Ain't going nowhere, man. You hear what I'm saying? Don't you bring that pop. I don't care how good he look, how good he talk. Mm-mm. We're not going there. They got a word, baby. Then when they get in there, you are not born to be a sugar mama. But I love me, you lust. If he wants you, he gonna have to get out there and get him a nice job.
Amen.
And show he got something. I ain't just jumping into nothing. You gonna have to show me something. Hallelujah. You better have a plan, a check coming in, something.
You gotta have a check.
Hallelujah.
First and the third.
Did you looking at that cute girl? You gonna wish many days you left that cute where it was at. He's so cute. He's so fine. And he ain't worth the time.
Yep,
she's stronger than that. She ain't gonna pull in there. She got her mamas in there. Wait. You gotta come up with something more than this here.
Amen.
Get a man trying to get an education. Some kind of way.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, there are assignments by Satan.
Yeah.
These folks are getting, God bless them. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Gave them opportunities. And they got with Broomhilders and just scared to, you know, because see, you got to come up on another level.
Yeah.
See, when you come dealing with me, I don't care if I am going on 71. You got to come up on another level. You, I don't care.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't that right, baby? I had to come on a level to get him. You know what I'm talking about. Don't think because we older this old, they don't look at you. I be looking at him and saying, child, you ain't bringing a paycheck in. My husband bringing it. You better go on and get out of here, little boy.
Go take up a trade.
You know. Now, some of them, they being made, but if they don't be made for too long, you need to move on. Because we're not living this life, hallelujah, just to survive. We're living it to thrive.
Amen.
And when we get at this age, I don't want to be on no job working.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You get in your 70s and over, you don't want to be on no job working.
Amen.
Somebody called me the other day. It was after 9:00. We were still in the bed. Say, y'all still in the bed? Yes. Yes, we paid the price to live like this. And we can get up and go out and eat, or we can stay in and eat. Hallelujah. Because we put something in us that showed us how to maneuver and navigate through life. You know, the devil said, well, I just make the church look like this here. That's okay. I'm living off of my giving. I'm living off of my giving. My investments in the kingdom of, I didn't even get into all of that. But anyway, he said, told him to leave the city, go to a place you've never been before. And here he looked. See, now this is God taking it to the extreme with Abram. It's not that your family members are so bad or your friends or whatever are so bad, but sometimes they're just not going in the direction that you are supposed to go in to meet with your destiny.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you're going to have to, the reason why you seek higher education is so that you can get a better job.
Amen.
And you want people to look at what you have deposited in you. When you bring that resume, you want them to see, I put the time in and I deserve this. Amen? Amen. So don't let the devil stop you. Mm-hmm. And then when you get in there, he's still going to try to block you. But you're going to have what you need to push him out the way. Hallelujah. He wanted to show us you got to step away from their traditions and how they treat you. Hallelujah. And you got to learn how to take the pressure off and let God carry that pressure. Cowards, I done already told you, are not going to make it in the market field. God is raising up some people. I was listening to a pastor that went to, they had a shopping market. What is this called when you go to the mall? They had a mall. Mm-hmm. That had been closed for years, and it was just all ragged and everything. And they purchased that mall, and you ought to see how beautiful. They got their church in there. You ought to see how beautiful it is now. You know, some people would have looked at it and said, I want that old raggedy thing. But see, God would take that raggedy and put his riches on it, and you won't even recognize it. But if you're not going to listen to God, and like I say, cowards, they're not going to make it. Half-breeds not going to make it in Christ. Because soon as you get pressure, the half that want to bow down, going to do that. You got to learn how to take the pressure because you've laid the foundation. Am I right about it?
Amen.
And so he told Abraham, I'm going to make your name great. But you can't keep looking back. You know. And when people call your name, you better get you another one like he did, Abraham. we're going to preach on it. What's the name of that man? Who was that? Went to God and said, bless me indeed.
Jabez.
His mama named him a name that every time he would call, it meant a curse. And he couldn't understand why all of this evil stuff was happening to him. But he went to God and he said, you know, change me. Change this. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God. It's God got good things. That's why he said in the other part of that, I am come that you might have life, living life on a higher level. I'm come that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. I'm gonna X out, wipe out. I'm going to stop the devil from stealing your opportunities, destroying your possibilities. Hallelujah. And you can't be a coward. You know, and that when I finished looking at that, it took me to reading read it over and over and over again. You could say she keep going back to the same stuff. It ain't nothing else in the Bible. Everything been preached, I don't know how many times. Joshua 1 and Psalms 1, it said, if you meditate,
hallelujah.
That's, you know, with each generation, there opens up opportunities. We don't do the CDs now, but you can pull up our website and you can hear. You can go on YouTube and hear other strong people. I don't listen to weak stuff. I don't care how you hoop and holler and jump the pews. I want something that can fight the devil and that I can stand up to. You know, that's where I got that from. One time I was going through something and Joyce Myers came on and said, you can be pitiful or powerful. It's up to you. You decide which one you want to do. You sit there and be pitied with everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And these people that's not don't have enough God, they're not showing enough God in their lives. They can be good kin folks. They, you know, they mean well, but they don't know well. Hallelujah. You got to make the decision what choice you're going to make. He tells us that if we are obey God and the thing he kept saying, be strong and of good courage, because I'm going to expect out of you what I put in you. And if they ain't put it in you, I don't care if you are in the same family, you do what I tell you to do, not what they tell you to do, not what they expect you to do. Now, this is if you want to master the masteries. You want to be like, you just want to be ordinary, everybody else, and that's gone. But I want somebody to know I lived. I don't care if this church, it could be running over, not running over. I want somebody to know I stood my ground. Hallelujah. And I preach this word. Paul say, I fought a good fight. Hallelujah. And I kept the faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me go back to something that I'm realizing. Go to St. John. I got to put that in there. I had forgot it. Let me go back. St. John 1. So Abraham had to leave, and he said, I'm going to make your name great. And we're still talking about it. He became the father of the kind of faith we need to walk in. Amen?
Amen.
Now, you may not. It's a lot of great things that, you know, building this church from the ground was a great thing. It's still operating out in the midst of all hell breaking out. It's still a great thing. You know, and St. John 1 and 12. We're talking about it's time to become. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. What do it say? To become the sons of God. He's talking about the daughters of God too. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of, well, I ain't going to get into that. That's why I just wanted to become sons and daughters of God. So you got to leave your lineage. That's how come, you know, people say, well, you know, diabetes running your family. Well, you know, this running your family. Not in God's family. It might run in my other family, and I might have to keep beating it upside the head, letting it know you ain't going to control me, because he said he'd take all of my sickness and disease off of me. I don't care if you got to do it for 2 years. If you get that better than walking with it 20 years. You talk to your body. You talk to your body. You talk to your body. I told it this morning. I say, like God put the stars in the sky and the moon and the sun. I say he holding it up with his word. And I want to let you know he holding up all of my organs. And glory to God. No brucitis. No, come on. You got to keep talking to it. You're not going to, no, this is not a part of my covenant. Hallelujah. You got to walk in your divine new man authority. You're not going to control this. This don't run in this family here. It might run in that family over there, but it ain't running in this family here. The buck don't stop right here. And then you get on the phone, well, how you feel today? I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by what the words say. Because see, that devil going to try to get that up out of you. Hallelujah. I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by what the words say. And the words say that I'm healed 24/7. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, but as many 12 as receive him, to them give he power, anointing to become. You was not a daughter of God. We did things out of the flesh. We move every time the flesh did something, changed something. We was in it. But you are now called a daughter and a man of God.
Amen.
He'll give you the power to do that. So you can't walk like everybody else.
That's
right.
I'm coming back over here. Ooh, I'm preparing y'all for baptism. When you got a test to do, don't go out with them folks.
There you go.
Well, we going out. We going party. We get you back. No, they ain't. They're lying. Let me come over here now. See, when I know I got something to do, I don't play with folks that don't have nothing to do. Some of them people not trying to make it. You going to walk across that stage with that diploma in your hand. Hallelujah. And wave it by everybody you pass by that tried to miss you. Oh, glory. Victory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I made it over.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to church just to sit on a pew.
Yes.
I'm not going to live in this world and not have a nice car. I'm not going to live in this world and don't never own a house unless I just don't want one. I'm not going to do it. And God had already prepared and paid for it and gave it to me. I refuse. Oh, you don't need all of that. Thank you. And some. When I can't spend, I'm going to put billboards around here and everything. Y'all better listen to me. Hallelujah. The devil trying to make me, well, this normal to do this. I'm not called to be normal. I'm called to step out into the supernatural.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You will never become following that flesh. you will become defeated and hopeless. Please don't get mad. Well, get mad. You ain't get mad at me. Get mad at the word. Trying to be like everybody else. The only way that you can have a righteous testimony is when you keep that word flowing. Stay in the flow of God.
Yes.
And you let that, you know, God gave me a revelation this morning. It looked like a revelation. We're supposed to know that. Right. But he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. But you got to understand, you can't forsake him. Right. When a problem arises, you got to say, okay, now God, time to stand up and take care of this thing. You know, you want to fix it your own self. I'm not the fixer.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I can do it according to how it look, how it feel. But God's going to do it. Amen. You ever had somebody pick on you? Just pick on you. We will call out to be picked on. But you know, I ain't got to get up here, duke it like this and pull your hair and do all of this here. When God finished with you, you're going to wish you hadn't never messed with me. Because he said it's better that a millstone be put around your neck and you dropped it to mess with my little one. Your little one. Don't. You better look at them like, okay, just keep messing. You're going to find out who I am. Hallelujah. And whose I am. Don't be sitting there letting folks shrink you. Nope. I'm almost quit. I'm almost ready to quit. Stay with the flow of the word. Don't let folks determine how you're going to live for God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Much as I love my husband, I get in there and get to praising and doing this here. And I thank God, you can get mad if you want to, that I got a man. If I do look at him and have a little pity thing, I say, what's wrong with me? He said, nothing wrong with you, but you need to stand on that word. That's what's wrong with you. Get on the word. You're not going to get nobody that's going to be talking, oh, come on. You know, we all better choose wisely.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And stay around strong people. Amen. And don't be offended when they correct you.
Yeah.
They always finding something wrong with me. Well, I'd rather they find it and let me deal with it than to keep living with it and folks talking about it behind my back. Because I'm a master of this life. He's given me this word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. And the only way you can live, have a righteous testimony, you will have to keep the word flowing. And you got to keep yourself stronger than the problem. When you know, I thank God for righteous and godly mothers and fathers. When you live in a house where you didn't have to worry about getting out, making money to pay the rent, put the food in the house and all of that kind of stuff like that, you were given the opportunity to grow.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. To get your homework and get ready to go out, because you're not going to be around me all the time. So you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to deal with this life. And I want you to take your time and get what you need.
Yes.
So when you do go out, you won't be deceived.
Yes.
A lot of people, the same old thing. Same lie, same old thing. You were created for something greater.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You wasn't created to just go out there and be deceived and become a victim. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with welfare if you need it. Stay on it and then work your way off of it, because they'll give you limited resources.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But your faith can go out there and get way more than they'll ever give you.
Amen.
But you got to stay in that word. You got to build a relationship with God. You got to get in a church that the pastor don't care. They're going to tell you whether you like it or not. I'm in my clothes now. Hallelujah. Glory. You need to learn how to master things.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of example will you show in the time of adversity? The Bible said in Psalms, is it 5:20? At destruction and famine. He said, you need to laugh.
Sure.
Job 5.
Yes.
He said, you shall laugh. You need to laugh.
5:22.
You know. Say, why are you laughing? Because this is not the last thing. God ain't did what he gonna do or said what he's gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it here, Job 5:20. through 23. You got to change the circumstances. We talked about the lady who had her child died. She brought it before God. He says, "And where with you? Is it where with your child?" She said, "All is well." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because she had enough power to change that. It tells us that you can be, and when you go to Hebrews 5 and 13, it tells us that you can be skillful or unskillful in the word of God. You can stand in the power of God or be a babe in Christ. Your senses have not been exercised to discern both good and evil. Do you know you got some evil that can present itself like it's something good? You got to have the Spirit of God letting you know. I don't fall for everything people try to get me in. You got to understand. You got to discern. It may not be that it's bad, but it ain't for me.
That's
the thing. It's just not for me.
Right.
Amen. So people will be watching. They don't care if you go to Holy Sanctified Shopping Down Church.
Watch you, baby.
But when adversities come, how do you deal with that? Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you start talking negative and join in with everybody? See, it's the choices. You got to choose to stay in the power and be rooted so that it can take you to the top. Satan does not want you to become like Christ. He don't want you to become that. You got to do what you got to do to have what you need to have. And I refuse to be unskillful in the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My senses need to understand. I was talking to one of my aides when I got here. You know, my husband always tell me, "Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Cut all the fires off. Don't even leave the iron on. Because our dog in there, we don't want to burn our dog up." And, well, I don't want to burn my house up if he wasn't in there. But, you know, and I said, I did. When I just kept getting up in my spirit. Go in the kitchen. And you know how sometimes you got your oven on and it just be making this little crackling sound? I looked at that, I said, everything is off. The burner's off because I didn't put nothing. I don't know when or how I turned that stove on. I'm not lying. But it was on, and the Holy Ghost let me know it was on. And if it wouldn't have burned nothing up, ooh, I'd have got it when I got home. I said, "Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah." Your senses, you got that word in you. You praising God. You're not missing nothing. He's letting you know everything that's going on in your household and around you that you need to know. Nobody ought to be in your house making a bomb.
Say that.
Having a, what you call them, automatic guns?
Yes.
Not in your house. Stealing your money.
Yes.
You need to, your spirit to let you know it's something in here right now. You better start. Just like he let me know about that oven. Hallelujah. That's what going to church do for you. Not when she going to finish. Lord, I'm tired. Wouldn't they be going into overtime on them games?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to let y'all out early, but you know what I'm saying? Just, you worry about the wrong thing. You're putting your effort and time in the wrong thing. Somebody was, Linda was talking about somebody was having a revival. They said, we want y'all to come every Tuesday. We're going to let you out in 1 hour. We know y'all don't like to stay in church.
That's what they said.
Now, how in the world you going to be a pastor?
Come on here.
And you going to tell people, try to please their flesh. When you go to school, how many hours you go? 5, 6? Yeah. 8, 8, 8, 8.
Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
To put in you what you going to need when you get out of here. You get there on time. You come out with something, okay?
I'm going to be whooping and hollering.
Cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. Put something in you, a goal. So when you do meet Mr. Wright, you can let him know you got to respect me because I'm not something thrown away. I've been invested in. I know how to get the money. I can help you get it. Hallelujah. I help bring money into my house. Sometimes I used to look at, that's kind of personal. But I would say, look at Ella Neal with them 800 thread count sheets and them fur comforters. Now, if it was him, he'd just buy some sheets. He didn't care. But I put him in the 8,000 thread count. Hallelujah. Feeling like butter when you slide on them. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. I bought my mother before she died. She called me. She said, last night I had the biggest problem. I said, what was wrong? She said, I just couldn't sleep. I was turning in. And then she said, I looked down. She said, these ain't the sheets you sent me. She said, these are rough sheets. Hallelujah. Put her in them slipping and sliding sheets. Glory to God. We need to have the money to do that. We need to have the money not to walk around or drive around if something broke down. If something break in your house, get it fixed. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm going to do this. I'm going to shut the Bible on y'all. You don't want to be like everybody else.
That's right.
You want to live on a higher standard. Now, you don't go around looking your nose down on folks. Amen. You let them know. Now, if you want to come with me, you want to walk with me, you're going to have to get it together. Didn't I tell you that? Look how pretty she looked today. I said, girl, if you want to rock, you're that thing know how to put it together now, baby. You go in the house, she got it together. I'm here to help folks come up. Not let you pull me down. And I'm not going backwards. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to get in a place you don't have to use your faith. When you're around comfortable friends and family, you don't have to use your faith. Get in a place where you got to believe God for money. Where you got to believe God for something to eat. Where you got to believe God. That's going to stretch your faith. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't get a lot of hallelujahs on that. I'm thankful for what I've been through.
Amen. Me too. Amen.
Don't let people or circumstances cause you to bow down.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody will remember the greatness. Be the one in your family that said, I stood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to pay somebody to stay with me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay you to like me. Yes. I'm likable all by myself. Yes.